Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
The Fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DiCaro. The second place Wolves host Texas Wednesday night at 7 for Craft Beer Night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. All of a sudden, things are really bad for the Bulls. They were blown out by Boston last night, 100-80. Here's Jimmy Butler.
We're at a point in time where we got to figure it out. The five that are out there, and then whoever's coming in, just got to figure out a way to play basketball the right way, how to win home, on the road. But it, like I said, it's the simple things that we're not doing. Missing coverages, not doing what we're supposed to be doing in transition, not boxing out. Like I said, that's where we got to start before we can start doing anything else.
Bulls have now fallen from 6th all the way to 10th in the East. They're 4 games under 500 and on the road in Charlotte tonight. Big news in town, however, is Northwestern. They're headed to the big dance for the first time in 78 years. Northwestern gets the 8th seed in the West region. They'll take on 9th seeded Vanderbilt on Thursday. 7 Big Ten teams in total punch their tickets to the big dance in addition to Northwestern. Purdue, Michigan, Michigan State, Wisconsin, Maryland, and Minnesota all get tournament berths. Elsewhere in college sports, 2 former Penn State administrators pleaded guilty today to misdemeanor child endangerment charges for their roles in the Jerry Sandusky child molestation case. Blackhawks just 1 point behind the Wild for the top spot in the West after last night's win over Minnesota. Coach Joe Quenneville felt good about it.
Coming off those 2 road wins in today's game kind of reminded me a little bit earlier when we beat them, and they beat us in this building with a nice 2-0 lead, and we let it slip away. So there was some reminders of that, that you can't take it a shift off against them.
Blackhawks take on Montreal tomorrow. In football, the Bears spent the weekend adding a couple more free agents. The team brought in former Cardinals cornerback Marcus Cooper on a three-year deal. Former Titans wide receiver Kendall White gets a one-year contract, as does offensive tackle Tom Compton. Elsewhere in the league, Nick Foles heads back to the Eagles on a two-year deal. And in baseball, John Lackey makes his second start of the spring today when the Cubs take on San Diego. Carson Fulmer gets the start against Cleveland for the White Sox. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai's 2017 Spring Cleaning Sales event going on now. And listen to Spiegel and Parkins every morning until March 17th for your chance to win the Score's 25th anniversary Spring Baseball in Vegas giveaway. You could win a trip for two to stay at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas and dinner at Mr. Chow with Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, and Ryan Sandberg. Brought to you by Caesar's Palace Las Vegas. Listen between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Monday through Friday for your chance to win. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by WOW Internet, Cable, and Phone.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Because people are catching flights today on a snowy Monday, headed for the desert for a couple of Cubs training camp shows after today. But here we be, and this is what we have. Jeremy Werner of the Scout Illini Inquirer and radio down in Champaign, an Illini expert, is going to join us to talk about what's going on there now that the Fighting Illini have swung and missed on candidate number one. They're on to candidate number two, Chris Spatola. At 3 o'clock, hosted SiriusXM NCAA expert will get a look at the field. We'll see what he thinks. It looks like it's pretty well set up for some drama and excitement. Jim Phillips, the athletic director of the Northwestern Wildcats. Actually, technically director of athletics and entertainment or recreation. That's what it is. Director of athletics and recreation.
He's the guy that spreads the tan bark in Evanston.
In charge of recreating. That's at 5. And we'll do It's On at 5:30. And at some point, we're expected to be joined by Tim Doyle, former Northwestern player, currently working at 120 Sports and very, very happy about his former team. And giveaways today. Three pairs of weekend VIP passes to the Fanatics Authentic Show, March 17th through 19th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. This is for you and a guest to receive early entry, multiple autographs, and express lines to the meet and greets. Got to be listening if you want to win. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. What's so funny?
All right. I use Mitch's pen to fill out my bracket. All right. Go ahead and do your propers. I'll tell you what's funny in a couple of seconds here. Go ahead. Do your thing. I got a little experiment for not only this show, but maybe everybody on the damn floor.
All right. Email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting at 67011. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 4,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. You text or sext, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. On Twitter, it's at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. There's BernsteinandGoffShow.com for you as well. And we are video streaming. It's all back up. He's got a new hard drive. He's got new equipment. He's firing on all cylinders on the Score's Facebook page, Facebook Live, and Watch670thescore.com. The director of the video feed that is brought to you by American Needle is Brian Gertz.
It's a big day for Todd Frazier, by the way. He's a Rutgers alum, but he's a huge Syracuse basketball fan. And Syracuse is very squarely on the bubble.
That would make you a very big Syracuse fan also.
Not as big as he is.
I understand from some of my closest friends that they pretty much give degrees away there.
They do, yes.
Is that true?
Uh-huh.
No dig at Kent State back from Benetti. Interesting. Our producers, the EP is Nick Shepkowski.
Tracy, Jim, you may have heard John Beilein in that last time out screaming layups, layups, layups. He said you have to build a wall. Don't be scared to take the charge. That's something he was really proud of his team for last game. He wants to see it more here today. Jim?
All right. He's not the only one in Washington talking about building a wall.
I saw that on a tee.
I saw that. I beat you to it, didn't I? I didn't know you were going there.
Keep those Mexicans out.
All right, he's not the only one in Washington talking about building a wall.
Oh,
man.
It's really, it's not funny. I mean.
No, it truly is.
It really
it's kind of sad, actually. Yeah.
Our audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
We will end that snow drought of 1 inch or more of snowfall today. That streak stands at 83 days.
83.
Well, people are just, you know, come on. Cut it out already. You're making it too easy.
Right, so what are you giggling about over there?
I'm not giggling about anything.
You were laughing.
I was smiling.
You were laughing.
You said, what are you smiling Audibly. About? You said what you were smiling about.
Whatever you were doing, what were you doing?
A grown man don't giggle. That's why I'm trying to put you back in your place, chump. All right, so this is the deal here. You know, you got the guys that you...
Kind of a giggle.
Yeah, it wasn't a giggle. It was a smile, you jerk. So you got the guys who know a lot about a certain sport, right? And you have those guys in our business. And you have texters and callers who go, I can do your job. And you go, all right, whatever. If you feel that way, enjoy yourself. Dan Bernstein... I want to talk to you about college basketball and how much of it you have seen this year. Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
And exactly. Because I did not watch any of the bracket stuff yesterday. I saw on Twitter who was where, and I put it together. The first time I watched
it, they did a better job with it this year by tightening it up.
Well, the first time I laid eyes on the region was about 2 hours ago, somewhere around there when I got in and started to look over things. And I filled out a bracket because I don't really care about it that much, but they want you to do it here. That's fine. But when I take a look at the teams that have made their way into my life, and that's all it is, you know, unless you're one of these CBS sports guys whose job it is to watch college basketball, you're lying if you said you've seen, what, more than 30 of these teams play basketball, 35. And I'm talking about where you can actually talk about the team extensively. Now, there's some guys, you know, guys that I follow on Twitter, you know, some Doug Gottlieb is still a huge college basketball fan and for obvious reasons.
Seth Davis is really good.
Seth Davis, yeah, those, Jay Billis is awesome. They're guys who know who Vermont's starting point guard is. I've learned about some of these special interest stories as well. The kid on Nevada who is I actually watched the UNLV Nevada game to see him light it up. He had like three threes in the last 7 to 8 seconds of the game. And, you know, he was a JUCO transfer. So some of these special stories and some of these special players I know about. But for the most part, there have been, and I've said it throughout the year, there have been maybe 12, 13 teams who have made it consistently into my college basketball diet. And I don't feel bad about that. And when filling these things out, you know,
maybe you're helped by that. Maybe
that's
because you get an advantage of not having just enough to get wrong, you know?
And you have the advantage of not having to lie to people about what you've seen. I've heard a lot over the last, I've listened to a lot of sports radio over the last, you know, since last night till about this morning, and national stuff and local stuff. And I know what I've seen. This is the least Big Ten basketball that I've watched in a very long time. And I'm not saying I didn't watch any of it. Or, you know, for me, it wasn't the Big Ten diet that I'm used to. Even when the conference was good or bad, I was watching, you know, at least 8 or 9 of these teams to the point where I knew what their rotations were and I knew who to worry about and I knew which player was going to carry which team. I've watched Michigan State, Wisconsin, watched a little bit of Indiana. I watched Purdue. I've watched Northwestern, obviously, the local squad here who, you know, congratulations to them. They finally made it to a tournament.
Like, you've seen Notre Dame play. Yeah. You've seen Duke play. You've seen Carolina. You've seen plenty of Kansas. You've seen Baylor.
So who do you think you know enough about in this tournament?
Oh, the point is, even if you think you do, it doesn't matter.
I'm talking about judo.
Right, but it doesn't, because
well, I'm
that's
saying,
why I stopped trying to predict winners.
I'm not talking about the winners. Who do you think you know enough about? Who can, if someone was to say, Dan, what do you know about UNC? Or what do you know about Kentucky? What do you know about Kansas?
I mean, I've seen him play a few times. I know who some of the star players are. I know you're trying to stop, but in a tournament, it's just, you know, one game you cannot have it and you're out. So I don't think a lot of the analysis doesn't even matter.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think the analysis matters?
Some of it doesn't, not for one game. If it were a 4 out of 7, if these were series where you knew that a team could have a bad day and survive a bad day.
Well, for instance, I think college basketball's depth has been as bad as I've seen it in a long time. Where teams that had rosters that extended to 8, 9 guys now are going 6, 7 deep at best. Some of the best teams in this tournament, some of the guys on the one line, some of these teams that are on the one line here, you get foul trouble to one of these big men like Landon Lucas, or, you know, I think UNC is going to rely a lot and maybe too much on their bigs and Meeks and Hicks and the kid that's coming off the bench and Tony Bradley. Like, the things that I've seen.
Meeks is a load.
He is, but this is, but they
can't move him.
But they rely on him so much. Yeah. They rely on him to be good, and he's not always good. You know, Justin Jackson is a terrific player, a guy who's, you know, up for ACC Player of the Year. You look at the Kentucky squad, there are issues there. If it's not De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk and some of the other kids Isaiah Briscoe, they're going to have to rely on Derek Willis and some of these guys. It's just, you know, to the point where when I hear everybody talk about it and how much fun the tournament is, the fun in the tournament is how much you don't know. That's where it comes from, because we've been forced to watch, if you watch college basketball, some of these teams nationally. Now, of course, you're going to get the guy or the girl out there who's watched a bunch of Rhode Island. Like, nope, I know. But this is the thing. Does that matter enough? Like, I've watched, and I filled out a bracket, and my bracket has 3 number ones and a 2 on it. You know why? Because I believe not only those are the best teams, but I know the most about them. So there's that, not only the recency bias, but what I've, you know, ascertained over my college basketball viewing. I'm not here to quibble about Illinois State. You know why? Illinois State knew the rules. They knew that you had to win
their conference.
You had to win the conference.
And I also don't care. That's the other really important point regarding Illinois State. I don't care.
Syracuse, guess what? You play in a highly visible conference in which you got in last year and made a run where people were angry at you. This is the other thing, too. Please do not confuse a team sneaking in as the last four in and them going on a run as, oh, that validates the fact that they were in. No, not at all. It doesn't. You could have done better work beforehand. So I'm not the guy where I'm stumping for, oh, this team was out and I'm so angry about it. I'm the guy that's realizing when we get to this point in the season how much didn't make it to me. For that very reason, I used to talk to Spiegel about this all the time, where you talk about Cinderella's and all that. I'm not watching those dudes on a Saturday. I'm not.
You're not supposed
to
be.
I'm not wasting my time on the Atlantic 10 on a Saturday afternoon. I got things to do.
That's what Seth Davis is for.
That's true as well.
That's what these people are for, to tell you about somebody who's on NC Central who might get into a camp and be an interesting player, who's got a funky hairdo and a weird looking shot.
I've watched Nova. I've watched Florida. You know, I've watched Duke. I think
you haven't watched Winthorpe.
Winthorpe. No, I think Duke has the best college basketball player in the country right now. In Jason Tatum,
but no point guard. Their problem is if they don't get into their stuff.
They don't need it right now. They truly don't need it right now. Luke Kennard and Grayson Allen has settled himself down. They're a different team than they were in the beginning of the year, because Harry Giles seems to be, you know, rounding into shape right before
playing.
The draft. Yeah, exactly. Off the 2 knee injuries. So, and I gave Tannehill a bracket, and the reason I was laughing is because I borrowed Mitch's pen.
Okay.
To fill out
all
the
right,
bracket.
Now we're getting back
to it. And Mitch, I know this is the important stuff.
It's like
Mitch
and the smile. Nice Mont Blanc gold pen.
No, it wasn't. It was
kind of a giggle.
Yeah, it was a crappy 35 cent pen. But he says, Gersh gave it to me to fill out. Do you want me to fill this out? The joke is, Mitch could fill out this bracket, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know how much college basketball Mitch has watched, and Mitch could probably be as right as anybody else. I wanted Tannehill to fill out a bracket just to see what the hell's going on, because the stuff that I don't know, I feel rules the day in these brackets.
That's why Edna from accounting always wins the office pool.
Like picking mascots,
or picking numerical.
That's always who ends up with people who claim to know more and fill out their multiple brackets and they're sort of the bracketologists, the experts, and all that. But, you know,
there's teams that I know won't win, and maybe you
go 16 seeds.
Maybe no, Florida State. There's no way in hell Florida State's going to win the national championship. No way. They've got NBA players. They go 10 deep, actually. Lennon Hamilton plays a whole second five sometimes. He subs them in and out like no problem. But that is the team that I've seen enough this year that I go, you know what? Somebody's going to beat their ass.
You know, it's funny what you say about rotations, too, about how thin so many of these teams are and how starter and star reliant a lot of teams are just to, because of what happens with recruiting now and sometimes in larger programs, reliance on freshmen. The late, great Gene Sullivan. This used to be a pet peeve of his. He hated deep rotations. It made him crazy. His belief, and he always, you know, off the air, he'd always say, like, they're all over coaching. I said, what do you mean? He said, they're every single one of these guys, 8, 9 players. He said, you need 6 guys. He said, in the way with the TV timeouts the way they are, especially in tournament games, he said, these are young men. Most of whom are in fabulous shape. You should play maybe 6 guys. This is what it used to make him crazy. Because
you get caught with your pants down, and somebody gets into foul trouble.
I'm just telling you what he always said. And he said that these coaches, because they make so many promises about playing time, they got to keep so many kids happy. They're trying to keep everybody interested and happy. He said, "Show me the 6 best guys on the team. Maybe I'll use the 6th guy if I have to." But he was always give it to your best player every time. Coach, run it through your best guy every single time, and don't overcomplicate it, and don't overdo it. If you have a play that works, run it every time, and use your guys. And he said the timeouts are such, they're so frequent, and the TV timeouts are so long. He said they will get rest; they're not going to get tired over the course of a 40-minute game. And it just he used to just seethe on the side. What is he putting in a whole new group of guys for? There's no point to this.
Well, I do believe in developing your players, though. And that's a professional philosophy because you will get caught injury-wise. You see what happened to Oregon? Oregon looks like a completely different team because their best rim protector and their only interior threat tore his ACL in the semifinals of the Pac-12 tournament. So that's
probably why they ended up on the seed line they did.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah, that team that I watched play Arizona, that's another squad
that's my son's national champion.
Arizona?
He filled it out last night, and he's got Arizona winning it.
I just, Sean Miller, for all the credit that he deserves for recruiting his ass off, you know, at a top-tier job, I've seen them play too many times where they get nothing on offense for long periods of time, and they have to run, they have to turn the ball over, turn over the other team, I should say. I saw the UCLA game the time before last where they went 4 or 5 minutes, and I'm like, just run a play. You got 2 NBA talents on the floor in Alonzo Trier and Lauri Markkanen. Just run a play with those 2 guys and figure it out. Ricardo Allen was the JUCO National Player of the Year. Like, you got some dudes out there. And he went a long stretch of time. And Steve Alford, that UCLA team plays 0 defense. And to go 3 or 4 minutes scoreless, that kind of scared me. I could be wrong. I got Arizona in the Final Four. But like I said, you get your diet of the best teams. Unlike college football where – you know, the SEC will come on at 2:30, 2 o'clock here in the city. You'll watch it on CBS after you watch bad Big Ten football. You can get a diet of teams that you shouldn't care about in college basketball if you get up early enough or you stay up late enough. So you're racking your brain trying to figure out what Andy Enfield is doing in USC.
This is my Gonzaga theory, is that Gonzaga, if they played in Philadelphia, they would be the talk of the tournament.
I mean, different conference, or are you talking that team?
It's purely geographical. If that team, that program, were in the Eastern time zone.
Same conference.
However you want to envision this scenario.
Okay.
I just think the fact that they play when they play, and they play where they play, completely changes the way they're discussed. Yeah, because everyone's like, well, you know,
they have a hidden fruit that we don't get. Yeah, I got you.
And every year, it's all kinds of different guys, and it's this tiny little school that is. They are a major.
Mm-hmm.
That's a massive basketball factory there.
I got Northwestern beating them.
So does my kid.
My guy! My guy! Boring basketball will ruin the day.
Yeah.
No,
the thing is, though, Northwestern could really lay an egg,
too. Oh, no doubt. They can
have days where you're like, what are you doing, Wagner?
But the thing is, they got that slump buster in Rutgers. They got their game back. You know, they went down to Bourbonnais and got themselves a couple of beers and played some darts and all of a sudden strutting around like the peacock. What did they go on, a 30 to... What is it?
Nothing.
31-5
I think it was
31-5 or something.
I thought it was 30 to nothing at one point. It was something crazy like that.
I thought they got a couple of buckets in there. But Northwest, like when
and then Wisconsin gave them the old
dude. That's what you worry about though. You know, and like you said,
and Wisconsin gets an 8
in a one game turn. Yeah,
but he got an 8.
They don't give a damn about the Big Ten. The Big Ten's not that good.
I know. It really isn't. Is
like,
it? No.
Like, we could still go back.
Ooh, Michigan.
We could still go back to show me the best players in your conference. I'll show you how exciting your conference is. The Pac-12 kicked ass this year because of Dylan Brooks and Lonzo Ball and Markel Fultz. Right, and he was on an average-ass team.
Yeah,
exactly. And who, you know, what we got in Oregon, like I said, Dylan Brooks, and there's some other players around the country that steer you away from Big Ten basketball.
You know, and Baylor, too. That Baylor jumps off the screen at you.
Because they're
loud-ass unis, and they're just, there's arms and legs everywhere. Yeah. I mean, they can switch screens
it's a bunch
with their
of Ekpeyudos.
Seriously, no, but have you seen that? There's a 1-5 screen roll. I've seen them switch it. You don't see that.
Yeah.
You know, like, so you're jumping. And I'm not talking about blitzing it. I'm talking about the center picks up the point guard.
And I'm here and with you for the rest of the shot clock.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll scramble back. Yeah. They'll try to re-exchange, but they'll run you off a play by having the center chase you out there.
See,
that's crazy.
And it wasn't about picks. That's not why I brought this up. It was just... If someone were to stop you in the streets and say, my good sir, talk to
me. Do you have any Grey Poupon?
what do you know about Kansas? So what do you know about like the teams that we've been force-fed? We know a lot, of course.
You know about and Duke?
The rest I don't need to know about. I don't need
I agree
to know
with
about
you.
You.
It makes the tournament more fun. Who's that guy?
I don't
that
need Cinderella's in my life.
You don't need Ali Farouk Manesh to come out and start bombing away?
I do not need that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bryce Drew. Didn't need him either. You know, in the whole Drew family.
Oh, he's standing your way now, 3:30
yes,
on Thursday.
Yes, he is
right damn in front of you and your purple passion. We'll have plenty of that today. We're going to talk a lot of college basketball today because next couple shows probably, I would imagine, would be baseball intensive because we are going to be in Mesa.
And story intensive,
Cubs
hopefully.
Spring training facility. Oh, we hope so. We'll just make something up if that's not the case.
Yep.
Want to get into what's going on at Illinois and some other things as well. He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have WSCR The Score.
Coming up tonight at 6 on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
The brackets are out. I'll tell you why I feel bad for ISU. We'll talk about what the Bears did and didn't do over the weekend. And ABC7's Dion Miller is going to join me in studio for an hour-long chat.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Why the committee's incompetent, part 3. It's a given that the members of the NCAA basketball committee don't know enough about the sport to consider giving an at-large bid to anyone not in a power conference or a semi-power conference like the Atlantic 10. Illinois State, Monmouth, Belmont, and Brigham Young, all good teams had no chance because what would the tournament be without mediocre power conference teams like Kansas State, Vanderbilt, Wake Forest, and Providence? Just as bad is their inability to recognize just how good a non-power conference team might be. Wichita State lost 2 players to the NBA after last season, lost some tough games to good teams in November, and then roared through the Missouri Valley, crushing everyone. They were rewarded with a 10th seed. There's also UNC Wilmington, way underseeded at number 12. Virginia at 5, got the short end there. Nice going, fellas. As usual, I'm John Feinstein.
CBS Sports Radio.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
CBS Monday.
If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max, I'll be your waitress, because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting!
Sorry, Caroline, that's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it, we're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations, you made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back!
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max, I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
You have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Like, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss Criminal Minds Beyond Borders.
Americans have been targeted. Tourists are always the easiest.
When you travel abroad and need help.
23 Americans disappeared.
Let's go to work.
There's one team that has your back.
Can't let them get away with this.
I keep thinking about what those parents are going through.
You gotta go now.
FBI, drop your weapon!
Gary Sinise stars.
Rest assured, we're on top of it.
Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. CBS Wednesday or stream it live or on demand. CBS Sunday, Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now, I think you want to stay on our good side.
She makes the tough choices.
Sometimes politics has to take a backseat to doing the right thing.
Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Join Dos Equis and 670 The Score at Hooters Orland Park from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. for March College Basketball. Stop by for a live broadcast featuring the Spiegel and Parkin Show from 9 a.m. to 1, and then Bernstein and Goff till 6. For event info, visit cbschicago.com/events.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, is this Matt Metacola?
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Manicola. The second-place Wolves host Texas Wednesday night at 7 for Craft Beer Night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We start in the NBA. The Bulls, they play at Charlotte tonight. Game tips at 6. They currently are 10th in the East, a game and a half out of a playoff spot. Elsewhere in the NBA this evening, Milwaukee travels to Memphis. The Hawks take on the Spurs. The Clippers visit Utah. College hoops, Northwestern, the big story, headed to the tournament for the first time in 78 years as the 8th seed in the West region. They'll take on Vanderbilt on Thursday. 7 Big Ten teams made it in total. Purdue, Michigan, Michigan State, Wisconsin, Maryland, and Minnesota. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off today. They play in Montreal tomorrow. NFL news, Nick Foles is returning to the Eagles on a 2-year deal. Spring training today, the Cubs take on San Diego. John Lackey starts, first pitch at 3:10. The White Sox play the Indians with Carson Fulmer on the mound, first pitch at 3:05. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai's 2017 spring cleaning sales event going on now. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Caller number 6 to the Scores contest line at 312-591-6700 wins a pair of weekend VIP passes to the Fanatics Authentic Show March 17th to 19th. At the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont, you and a guest will enjoy early entry, multiple autographs, and express lines to meet and greets. Two more to give away between now and the end of the show. So, Adrian Wojnarowski of Yahoo Sports and Shannon Ryan of the Chicago Tribune report that Illinois already has struck out on its top candidate, that Josh Whitman made what has been described by some as a highly lucrative offer, some saying massive offer, to Monty Williams, the former Pelicans coach, who's currently serving, I believe his title's director of basketball ops, sort of a front office placeholder for the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah. And after his wife died in that car crash, you know, they just tried to keep their eyes on him. That's all that was.
Yep. He said no to Illinois. He is apparently looking for a job very, very soon in the NBA, would prefer to coach there, but it looked like Whitman was running the Lovie Smith playbook again, where he's able to move a guy out, and he thought he had a guy in hand, somebody whom people thought maybe wasn't on the radar screen, with more of a professional background, big name, big splash, and there he is, and it didn't work. So they're on to plan B and beyond without an executive search firm. It's something we're going to talk to Jeremy Werner about at 2:30, because that's a big deal. And it's not because you need the search firm to find people. It's what that layer of insulation allows you to do legally. It allows you to do background checks. It allows you to make some calls to some representatives and to do things that otherwise might constitute as tampering when you're just knocking on doors by yourself trying to make some of those calls. It's easier to have a layer of insulation helping you with in some of the legal brackish water when it comes to what you should or should be doing, what's considered ethical or unethical. The search firm protects you from some of those considerations, and Illinois is deciding not to do it for whatever reason. Southside, Sam is on the score.
Hey, I kind of take a little exception to what you, it was a Gene Watson you were talking about.
No, that would be Gene Sullivan.
Gene Sullivan, Gene something, yeah.
Yeah, do you know who that is, Sam?
Was that?
Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay, but Gene Sullivan was a legendary college basketball coach here in Chicago. He coached the Loyola Ramblers. Mm-hmm. He was a longtime athletic director. He was a broadcaster for DePaul basketball, and he was a Notre Dame assistant coach who was credited with creating the now or soon to be ubiquitous double stack offense.
Double stack offense.
Are you just going to repeat things I say?
God, I just don't know what that is. I gotta say though, I think that's costed some teams some big games in the past. I don't know that idea works too well.
Okay, thank you. Bob in Cedar Lake, Indiana, is on the score. Hello, Bob.
Hello, fellas. Good morning.
What up, Bob?
Yeah, it's 1:40.
Hey, what's up, my man?
Let's go,
boys. I got a Cinderella.
Okay. But
Jason just said he didn't like Cinderellas.
Yeah, I don't like Cinderella. I like Beyonce's and Janelle Monae's, you know. I like those. Was it Robbie Margot or Margot Robbie?
Yes.
Yeah. Some dude named Robbie Margot. Yeah, I like those. Hey, Cinderella. Yeah, you can have her, you know. You can get anybody to sweep the floor. Yeah.
What's up, buddy? Well, okay, I'm going to tell you that the Iowa State Cyclones just didn't win their tournament. They moved through that tournament like they are so aptly named.
Mm-hmm.
They face Nevada in the first game, then the winner of the Purdue-Vermont game. Ultimately, they'll have to face Kansas, who shows a propensity to tank in the tournament. I think Iowa State is a Final Four team.
You know the most important thing about that Iowa State team?
What's that?
Is that Deontay Burton dunked a person to death. In the final game, the championship game, the one-handed tip dunk. The alley oop. Other than that, you can have Iowa State. I like I said, Bob, I did you go there or do you know somebody from there?
No.
Okay,
no.
So I didn't fill up on Iowa State basketball this year. I think I've watched enough of it on the pro level, to be honest with you, over the last, I don't know, year and a half or so. So I don't know a lot about Iowa State. Yeah, I know if you want to entertain yourself, put Deontay Burton dunk into Google or into YouTube, and you will sit there and watch a man die trying to block an alley-oop.
You know, I spent the weekend watching that man doing the BBC interview from his house in Korea. That was by far the video that won the weekend. It's just
there's so many things.
Over and so I read there is a great article.
Don't tell me somebody wrote about it.
Breaking it down on so many levels about why it's funny and what is all going. There's all right. so much going on.
So you read that, right?
Yeah.
I didn't read it. Tell me if I hit some of the keys. And if you don't know the viral video, the guy is doing a BBC interview in it's what seems to be his office/den,
it's his
bedroom,
home office,
or whatever.
He's live on the BBC talking about South Korean presidential politics.
And all of a sudden, one of the shorties busts through the door.
Dancing.
And walking through, strutting really nice. And then,
Speed baby.
That was the funniest thing.
That is,
it seemed as if he was like, "All right, what's going on here?" And he's in the walker, and he comes through. It that was the funniest part to me.
There's
the second
the
second baby who's like, "Yo, you can't just come and party in here without me.
Well,
I'm in here too."
The toddler comes in first of all wearing canary yellow, right? Like dressed like a marshmallow peep,
but he's strutting too.
And
he's like
dancing, and then the dad gives the stiff arm to the kid.
Oh, dude!
The deny hand. Right, he's playing deny defense, and then out of nowhere, like a shot, the baby comes in the walker disc thing, just like
bouncing
his feet, and it's a
tiny, like an infant, who navigates that doorway, comes zooming in and say, like, what's Big Sister doing? And I want to be a part of this, too.
Now, stop it there, because I put it on Facebook because it made my day on Friday.
It's delightful.
I put it on Facebook, and immediately people who follow me on Facebook, there was a nanny wife issue.
That was big nationally, too.
They were like, oh, look at that nanny. She's going to get fired. And I'm like, I'm not sure if that's
the wife.
That's what I think.
It's wife and mom.
You know why?
It's how she reacts.
The way she snatches those two children.
Yes, that's a total mom. And the person who
and
wrote this.
She does the military crawl on the way out, too, man.
And then the reach back. The person who wrote this article is also lives in Korea and is, I believe, is a Brit with a Korean wife.
Okay.
And he said, those definitely look like mixed kids to me.
I thought so, yeah.
And he said only a mom. A mom and wife. The way she did it showed how concerned she was for her husband professionally, that she wanted those kids out of there. Right. She wanted to protect her man.
She snatched the kid with the yellow shirt.
Yep.
She's that man.
A nanny doesn't do that.
That's what I was saying.
On camera.
Like the way the kids were handled.
Yes.
I was like,
that's a
mom. Please let that be the mom.
The other great part is she struggles to get the circular walker thing through the doorway when the infant got it through without didn't even graze the door jamb. And she's pulling, trying to get him out, then has to reach back to close the door. And there were side-by-side pictures of her, that still photo with Odell Beckham. Reaching back,
really?
Like, saying, we've seen this before, God. And has her reaching with Beckham with the same
undefeated.
The same reach, and saying that just her sheer snapping into action to protect her dude, and also, you know, get the kids out of there safely, and the whole thing, and his smile, him acknowledging it,
and the interviewer too was like, "Yo, you got some babies in the background,
got something going on right?"
And then. You know, long time listener, L Camps, you know, he goes on my Facebook page and says, you know, we've seen videos before involving kids and someone named Robert Kelly. And that kind of
kid. Oh, come on. Seriously? That's not necessary.
Camps is never necessary. Okay. That's why he's always there. But I was like, oh, man, I hadn't even thought about that. But if you haven't seen the video, like what I'll do right now is I'll retweet it right now because you're like, what the hell are these two idiots talking about? All right, it's been retweeted. I hope I didn't retweet it from some like racist Twitter feed or something like that. Birmingham updates. So, yes.
I apparently have.
I didn't even try to do that.
Probably Birmingham, England.
Yeah, there it is.
It might not be Alabama.
Like the kid comes through, you know,
like
with
a boss.
Yell, and then the mom comes through with the cartoon brakes on the feet, like
Shaggy.
Yeah, yeah. And then she comes through, snatches up the babies, pulls them through. The kid in the yellow is holding on for dear life, like, and he's still spitting that reel too. Yep, by the way, like he stayed where he was supposed to stay, but man. Is that what it is? Like, is that what it's like? Like, you're just going to have to be snatching them at all times? Like,
yeah. Oh,
just,
yeah, yeah.
Just, like, I pick them up now by the onesie, by the scruff. And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, let me tell you something. This is the least of what this kid's going to have to worry about.
You're going to turn your head, and all of a sudden it's going to be like, oh, the kid's holding a kitchen knife.
Right? Why is the ceiling leaking? The baby is upstairs playing in water. So yeah,
I'm just saying that it's never what you expect. It's never when you expect it, and you're always going to have to make a decision. Like, do I drop this plate of food? Do I maybe fall down the stairs and break my hand?
Dude, he's got an issue though, and I don't want to talk about him too much. But he's got an issue. This is the set. He had another checkup this morning. We go every couple of weeks or so. And he's up to, 7 pounds, 14 ounces.
Nice.
Now. So he's picking up an ounce, a little bit more than an ounce a day. And every time we go to the doctor now, he pees on the nurse. And, they say it happens all the time, but I don't want to be the guy who keeps bringing the kid to urinate on the nurses. Like I feel like he's doing this. On purpose now. Like he won't do it in the changing table at home now. Like he's looking forward to coming to the doctor to go on
cold air in the office there. Maybe?
I don't no colder than at home.
Does he want to announce baseball games?
hey, ring the bell.
This is Bernstein and Goff, and you have the score.
Cubs fans, The Score, Spiegel and Parkins, and Bernstein and Goff will be broadcasting live from Cubs Spring Training at Mesa Sloan Park tomorrow and Wednesday, starting at 9 a.m. Listen in as the guys talk to the biggest names from the world champion Cubs. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Everyone.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry. Hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, "I have no idea what this is." And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch, a smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to measure and level, ready to drill, ready to install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Right now, pro customers can save up to 15% on select Rubbermaid wire closet shelving and save 10% on all American Oleum wall and floor tile. See the Pro Desk in-store for details and get ready to refresh and save at Lowe's. Rubbermaid offer applies to contractor pack items, U.S. only.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf
Show. He's falling, and he's like, thinking, he's like, oh, I think I'm falling down
best
now.
Best of all time, though. Well, but just not
his,
all time.
His reaction, I mean, it's not violent. It's just how like, he just sort of...
That happened, huh?
Yeah, it's like, oh, he dunked on me, and now I'm falling down. But yeah, that Iowa State one's pretty good.
No, come on.
That's pretty good.
He's gathering his steps at the three-point arc, and he's wearing pink shoes, which means he's a maverick. He's not a part of the team shoe game, and he goes up and does his thing.
I'm going to wear bubble gum on my feet because I'm different.
You ever been dunked on?
Yeah. I told you about Rodney Rogers.
Oh, yeah. No shirt. Yeah, yeah. Just I am black man right there for you.
And you know, before he got fat, he was an Adonis.
Of course.
An absolute monster.
Dude, I remember Rodney Rogers 360 in from like the dots his freshman year at Wake. And I'm like, yo, this isn't normal. Like that shouldn't happen.
And the reason
he was 6'7", 6'8", and like legit 235, 240, power forward before it was normal to be that big. Before LeBron ruined everyone's frame of reference.
When he was a senior in high school in Durham, he was one of the guys who would come to the Central Campus outdoor blacktop courts. That's where my guys were. That's when, you know, the guys would have a cigarette hanging out of their mouths, and the guy would be
just balling
barefoot and penny loafers and tuxedo pants, and you know those were games.
And you got dunked on?
And that's I got out of the way. I mean, I saw that this wasn't going to end
well.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't going to end well, so I didn't really defend it.
So,
I just
so it wasn't body to body.
No. Okay. No, but I just sort of turned my shoulder and watched out of the corner of my eye while standing close to the basket.
Yeah.
But I didn't like, I'm going to take this charge on concrete against a locomotive.
Yeah, taking charges in pickup games are valiant yet foolish effort.
It's dumb and annoying is what it is.
Yeah.
Taking charges in pickup games.
I got body-to-bodied at the rec center at Southern Illinois during the NBA lockout.
Ashraf Amaya?
No, he
put it on you?
No, he and Troy Hudson used to come up there in their navigators with their higher grade of marijuana and take
we
all...
We got the good stuff.
Take all our girls. And we'd be like, all right, least we could do is play ball. And they came up there with a dude from East St. Louis. Full gold fronts. Full. Like, not a tooth missed, like, capped. Like, you didn't see any white in his mouth. Like, if that man had 32 teeth, he had 32 gold caps on each tooth. So, they come up there, they're balling, and we got next, and we're children, we're, you know, whatever, dude. They stopped playing. The kid from East St. Louis kept playing. And when I say kid, I'm 17. When I'm at SIU, he's probably 23, 24. Mm-hmm. So, we're playing, and there's a fast break. And it's me and him. And I'm like, yo, this is, like, I ain't no bitch. Like, I'm not just about to, you have to go through me. This man coming, he was coming from the left side. And I had the angle. So I was going to meet him at maybe the free throw line. Mm-hmm. This man threw with his left hand, threw the ball up.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, oh, I'm good money here. Like, there must be someone coming for the oop.
No, he's coming for the oop.
This man threw the ball off the backboard and caught it with the right hand. I didn't have enough time to get out of the way of him. Like, he Euro-stepped me while the ball was in air.
Oh, no.
So when I turn around, just a
you're
full
right
Sacagawea of just East St. Louis. And I'm like, all right.
Okay.
I can go home now.
Nice dunk.
Yeah, real deal. My man, I think my man Tone, this on WGCI, Tone Capone. I think he was either on the floor or in the wreck at the time. Cause I remember looking, like when things like that happen.
Well, you were in the wreck.
Yeah. you look around and you go, all right, who saw that? Do I have any friends left?
Do I have to go to the hospital?
Right. Like, right. Is anyone going to call me after this? Is it going to be a wellness check? I want to know if my roommate's, you know, mom was going to send some snickerdoodles with like a Hallmark card. Yeah, man. Unless you've been body to bodied. Your soul is still intact.
So I didn't, when we played in those games of the Central Campus games, anytime my roommate hit a couple shots in a row or I'd hit a couple shots in a row, you're immediately referred to for the rest of the day as John Paxson.
Oh, without, because you're the white boy that can shoot.
Yeah, it's a John Paxson.
Dude,
Shoot it, Paxson.
Q on Sunday. Q from the north side.
Yeah.
There was some kids up there. Q is nothing like this player. But Q hit one three-pointer. It was, go ahead, Corver. And I'm like, really? Well,
maybe the hair a little bit?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, if you know Q's game, Q is a locomotive himself. He ain't no Corver. Go ahead, shoot that ball, Kyle Corver. I'm like, just because he's white?
It was every single time.
Can you imagine if
shoot that, Paxson?
Can you imagine if we went on the court where we were the minority in some town, and every time we shot the ball, it's, you know, go ahead, Sugar Ray Richardson. You know what I'm saying?
Like, in some towns, it's probably...
Go ahead, Pee Wee Kirkland, do your thing. And like, damn, man, my name is Roger.
Cornbread Maxwell. Right,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Like, we got to stop doing that, brothers. We have to stop doing that to our white brothers out here.
Nah, we're cool with it. I think it's okay. I'm just happy I hit a shot. I mean, call me anything you want at that point. I don't care. You. All right, we are going to continue to talk about Illinois, college ball, and just, Northwestern and everything that's going on. If you make me talk about the Bulls, I may have an aneurysm or throw up.
Lordy.
I'm getting to a point there where it's defying criticism, if you know what I mean. You got the score.
Watch and listen to every NCAA tournament game live on 670 The Score. Presented by Sam Adams. Pursue better. The big dance is here. Listen to Whip Around NCAA men's basketball coverage from Westwood One. Free on the TuneIn app.
CBS Wednesday on